This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because that socialist you elected is your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
And welcome back to Joe Messina's show. I'm your guest host, Whiskey Dave. I sit in every couple, 3 weeks for Joe, and it is always a pleasure. In fact, I will be back again tomorrow night for a short stint, helping out Joe where is needed. It is always a pleasure being with you. And you could check out Joe's website at therealside.com or joemessina.com. And also, if you'd like to give us a phone call, we will be opening up the phone lines in the third hour. This hour, we are going to be busy with a really scary subject. Oh my goodness. We need to talk about this, folks. But in the third hour, if you'd like to give us a phone call, you can give us a phone call at 855-REAL-JOE. It's 855-732-5563. For those that don't know me personally, I'm a part-time musician. I play for therapy. I've created my own CDs. I don't do anything with it. There's no money in it for me. It's just my own stuff. I'm a pianist, and it's at the end of a very stressful day, instead of drinking whiskey, which I don't say I never do, sometimes I just like to sit down and tinkle the ivories. And you ever go into, so I consider myself somewhat of a musician, and I listen to music, and I listen to a lot of music, all kinds of genres, from classical to adult alternative to obviously the classic stuff of the 60s and 70s, and I love alternative, new wave, and you name it, jazz, all the time. I've got an ear for music, and the one thing that irritates me more than anything is when I go into a store and you hear a song playing, or maybe you've called a company and you hear that song playing on hold. You know, maybe you're in Walgreens or whatever and you hear the Muzak being piped in. It has one and only one redeeming quality. Just one. Because the music is awful. Is that someone was paid to write it and record it. It may have been a pittance, it may have been nothing, but they were paid for their time, for their efforts, for their talent. I mentioned to you before the break, I'm going to be talking about artificial intelligence in this hour, because I'm deeply, deeply concerned that there is going to be a wide swath of professions that are going to be obliterated because of artificial intelligence. Point as an example, ChatGPT for music finally exists. Google has revealed Music LM. It's AI for creating music. You don't have to be a musician to create music now using artificial intelligence. You can just let the computer know the kind of music that you want to create. I would like a Frank Sinatra standard about New Jersey. I would like a Smashing Pumpkins 90s band song about traveling on a plane to Australia and having a weekend party. The ChatGPT, the Music LM, as it's called, will take that information and create something. And if you want to say maybe a little bit softer sounding, maybe a little bit harder driving, maybe more ambient, it will continue to fix it for you. And it's free. Music LM is free. It's a tool that is going to be so easy to use that anybody and everybody will be able to produce music. And what do you think that is going to be doing for musicians who depend upon selling their art? Even the horrible Muzak at Walgreens or CVS or on hold, somebody earned a check from. And now that is going goodbye. Forget about it. You don't need to spend money. Now, whether it's good enough to replace non-AI music or it isn't, don't think for a moment that corporations won't be using it. Why spend money when you don't need to? After all, we're seeing with the writer's strikes right now in Hollywood, if you've been following it, the writers who have lost their revenue and lost their money, their income, because the streaming services no longer pay royalties. If you wrote an episode of All in the Family, Archie, and every time it was played, you'd get mailbox money if you wrote it. Now, you write something that's sold to Netflix, you might get $1,200 once and once only. No matter how many people watch it, no matter how long it's on Netflix in their catalog of films or movies or TV shows. How long do you think it's going to be before television production companies, movie studios are going to start to hire, quote unquote, air quotes on radio here, hire ChatGPT to write sitcom scripts? We're going to be talking about this and a whole lot more. Right after the break, we got Rick Andrade, who's going to be returning to talk about his latest article, AI, It's Altogether Insane. So now what? We'll be right back here after the break. Dave here in the chair, Hillside Radio.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network. Brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60PLUS, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our court.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Oh, that's not Don Rickles coming on here. This is Whiskey Dave back in the chair for Joe. It is always a pleasure being with you in our second of 3 hours tonight here at the Real Side Radio. I've been really wanting to talk more about this. Last time we had this guest on, I had a lot of comments from people who heard it and thought it was a fantastic discussion. And it just seems to be getting more and more ubiquitous. And yes, I'm talking about what we just did in the preamble on AI. We are welcoming back. Very happy to welcome back Rick Andrade, who is an investment banker at Janus Associates. They help CEOs and business owners buy, sell, and finance middle market companies. And he is also a fantastic writer, and you can find him as an opinion columnist for the CEO World magazine. And you can also follow him at LinkedIn. Rick, welcome back, my friend. How are you?
Wow, it's great to be back, Dave. Thank you very much.
Pleasure. So your latest article, AI, it's altogether insane. So now what? You point to, in this article, a recent Goldman Sachs analyst study saying the potential the potentiality of the potentially large effects of AI, upwards of 2/3 of all jobs, 100 million U.S. jobs are exposed and are at risk to AI. And this time, it's not just the older workers' heads on the block. This steam train is just heading, barreling down the mountain. Is there any way to slow this thing down, Rick?
You know, I don't know if people want to, at least not the right ones. Look, this is the fourth industrial revolution. The World Economic Forum labeled it that, and other people are following along as well. But unlike just the steam engine here, you know, this is way too much change, way too fast. And unlike when the Internet came on board and Netscape was all the rage to get surfing, that was innocuous compared to what a bad actor could do in cybersecurity now, or the deep fakes, which I'd like to talk about because with the election season coming up, deep fakes. Who knows? You remember Jim Bond, SBA, Score?
James Bond. Jim. Yeah.
James Bond. That's exactly right. He just wrote a book called Stell Moore, a terrific book. You want to take a look at it. But he quoted me. He says, look, if anybody can create or change videos, Rick, how can we ever know what is real? So you can just sort of lean on that a little bit to try to figure out where we are headed with all this. So if there's 100 million jobs affected, and also at the same time, bad actors are creating deep fakes, then I'm not sure that we're headed in the right direction without guardrails. Now, you do know that just yesterday, the founder and CEO of OpenAI ChatGPT-4, Sam Altman, testified in front of Congress for almost 3 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the guy who, in my mind, you know, take it for what it's worth, released the monster, kind of like releasing a virus from a Wuhan lab. Go, oh, oops, here we are. Sorry about that. You know, he comes out in his opening statement and he says, development of superhuman machine intelligence is perhaps the greatest threat to the continued existence of humanity. Who says that? That sounds like something out of the Terminator. So, I'm worried about it.
You know, it's interesting. I want to talk about all of these different aspects of how ChatGPT and AI is going to revolutionize and change everything that we know. Before the break, I was talking about how Music LM, a Google AI for creating music now, is basically going to, you can just ask it to create the kind of song that you want to. With more inputs, it's going to be more specific. But artists, and I write music as well, artists are no longer going to be they are no longer going to be compensated for their time if there is a free chatbot doing this. But I want to play devil's advocate with you here, okay? Because I read your article. It's fantastic as always. A lot of people will say, hey, man, this is just, you know, this is just progress, man. And, you know, why are you so afraid of progress? It's innovation. No one cried for the horse salesman when the car was invented. And here's the funny thing. Noise, the speed, the danger of cars made people so angry that America's major cities tried to legislate against them as late as the 1920s. It took decades of auto industry messaging and propaganda, if you will, as well as bribes, I'm sure, to turn the tide of legal and public opinion. Is this just now another, industrial revolution, but it's the, it's 4.0, as you just referred to it? And is this something that we should just kind of wrap our head around and say it's coming and we just got to get used to it?
Well, the latter part is something we're going to have to do. I think you'd probably agree we're just going to have to get used to it. It's about who are you when it comes to answering that question. If you're a knowledge worker, then surprisingly, most of our industrial technologies in the past have been just that, technologies of industry. This is a technology of learning, of knowledge. And so it's taking away from, like my wife, a lawyer. It's the strangest thing. It's taking away from friends who are writers in Hollywood writing scripts, like you said. It's taking away people who make video editing and online digital graphics. It's taking away jobs of these creative people. Who would have ever thought that? Technology was one thing, it's in the past, but ruling something that does much better at a job than you do is going to be really hard. And so I just am really concerned, like you, that and others and your listeners, that this is a silent killer, so to speak. It's like a virus from a Wuhan lab. You just don't know what it's going to do, but it's out. And when the cat's out of the bag, as Elon Musk would say, it's just no way to put it back in there. There are potentially guardrails. They're talking about licensing in this thing. If you use too much data, then you have to pay or you have to subscribe. And so maybe that, in a way, starts to limit some or restricts some of the uses of this thing. But there's still narrow AI companies that's been around for a long time, which is just a very narrow thing in pharma or biology or something. But when it gets broader and more generative, then I think there just isn't going to be anybody, at least not yet, that can filter through and figure out what is it that is going to, we have to slow down the pace of, and what can we leave alone so that it matures. That's my view.
You know, it's really interesting. There's a further discussion point I want to have here, but before opening it up, because we've got a commercial break here in less than a minute, but, you know, business owners, CEOs, entrepreneurs, people that are doing startups, they're finding that the ground is shifting under their feet as far as the landscape of business services that can be offered competitively priced, allowing people to earn a living for a fair wage, a fair fee. And as you just referred to, you know, your wife is an attorney. Heck, I think we talked about this last time you were on. You know, I wanted to do a quick collections letter to a client, friendly like, and I went to ChatGPT to do it instead of calling my attorney. Why spend $600 when I can word something that's going to be almost identical? And it worked, by the way.
I wanted to ask you about that. Did you actually tell your attorney? Did you ask your attorney about that?
I didn't. Hopefully he doesn't listen to the show.
So maybe you shouldn't do that. That's funny. Yeah, the attorneys are probably not getting a lot of calls.
Yeah.
I'm wondering why.
Rick, we'll bring you back after the break. A lot more to talk about here. We've got Rick Andrade, who is a fantastic writer. And everybody check out AI. It's altogether insane. So now what? You can find that at CEOworld.biz. And we've got a lot more to talk about here after the break. Don't go away, folks. Whiskey Dave here for Joe at Realside Radio.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Walgreens now set to pay San Francisco nearly $230 million to settle a case over the company's distribution of opioids. The city of San Francisco will collect the money over the span of 14 years. The attorney's office saying between 2014 and 2020, opioid-related overdose deaths in the city grew by nearly 500%. and Walgreens was at least partially at fault. Johnny Depp says he doesn't have much further need for Hollywood. The actor took part in a press conference for his new French-language film, Jean du Barry, Wednesday at the Cannes Film Festival, where he was asked if he felt boycotted by Hollywood.
Yeah, you feel a bit boycotted. Do I feel boycotted now? No, not at all.
Depp lost a role in the Harry Potter franchise following abuse allegations made by his ex-wife Amber Heard. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
And you guys are all making my day. Listening across the fruited plain on the GCN Radio Network and Salem stations live, as well as later, you are going to be able to listen to this on your station. And if you want to come back to the website to re-listen, because it's just so fantastic, you're getting so much great information here, especially from great guests like Rick Andrade, you can come back to realside.com, therealside.com, and joemessina.com as well. In the third hour, be taking phone calls, and you can give us a phone call at 855-732-5563. That's 855-732-5563. But until then, we're pulling all it apart and putting it back together again. Rick Andrade, who is an opinion columnist for CEO World Magazine, fantastic article, as we've been talking about here, in regards to what is happening right now with AI. How concerned should we be? Rick, you mentioned in this article that IBM, you state in this article here that IBM is going to be basically not hiring, 7,800 people, because they say AI can replace them?
Yeah, that's right. AI is going to be replacing 7,800 of their jobs, and they're starting now to release those people. That's part of the direct impact right now. You know, but on the flip side of this, you know, you got Mets owner Steve Cohen, who is a hedge fund manager, billionaire, says, yeah, look, don't be so alarmed. There's going to be jobs created in the stock market, and valuations are going to go up over this year. So with the downside of IBM firing people, there's supposed to be new jobs that are going to create more productivity, especially labor productivity. Well, tell that to the person that lost their job. And so that's kind of the difficult thing. It's the anxiety that, am I going to be replaced, that people don't know about? Because when CEOs walk to the office, they themselves don't know which people should be replaced by AI and what to do. When I talk to CEOs, they say they're using this in innocuous ways right now for marketing and videos and content providing and so on and so forth, some research and so on. But they haven't replaced anybody yet. So the question is going to be, who is going to be among those who get replaced, and what are they going to do next? It's kind of fearful that way.
I mean, listen, I think the biggest concern for a lot of people, especially of a certain age, is learning a new skill set. I mean, let's be honest. Yeah. You know, you go to school, you become educated, and whether you think college is worth it or not, you know, my oldest is about to graduate from university, and I've got one more after him. Yeah. It's a lot of money, but I'm happy that they're getting their degrees. But the question is that, you go through your 20s and then your 30s and your 40s and you're in a career and then all of a sudden you're let go at 54 years old from IBM. What are you going to do now? Are you going to go back to school? I mean, there was a meme floating around Twitter for the last few years. It's called Learn to Code. You know, that's what, you know, journalists, yeah. Right? I mean, it was like Learn to Code to journalists that were being fired. And people were laughing at it, but is that something that's truly viable? Do you think people have the ability to...
Well, there is a new...
Do that.
There is a new... Yeah. Thing called prompt engineering. Have you heard of it? Prompt engineering.
No, what is
it? Prompt engineering is how to ask really good questions of AI. It's people that are learning how the questions that you put into ChatGPT-4 and so on actually produce the answers that you want. Because it's not artificial intelligence yet. It's general intelligence. And so it can only give you what you ask. And so the better you ask, the better the answer. And so those people who are, and anybody can learn this, so it really doesn't matter. I can imagine resumes now that say best at prompt engineering AI. And so that's going to be keywords on resumes, I guarantee it, coming up soon. So there is something there. But otherwise, you're right. It's going to be one of those job churning out of the old and in with the new, because most people who are in baby boomerville don't even know how to code or anything about coding. And this takes coding to a totally different level where it can already code. OpenAI, another executive, took a picture on a piece of paper of some words that he wrote, which was to create a website that said did this. He just took the picture, uploaded it, and the AI created the website with the content that he asked it to, that we've written. He never said anything, never typed in anything. It was just a picture of what he wrote. That scared me. I didn't like that, because that really means that imagine what you could write on there. And when in the wrong hands, if it was bad, saying that a politician thinks the war in Ukraine is bad and that Ukraine should give up, and the guy never said that, you got kind of issues related to that. But I don't know how older people are going to cope when it comes to technology. It's really going to be adapting ways to figure out if this is something you can use to become an influencer or something. Now, they say that, ideally, people who are thinkers are better off than just coders. And so maybe there's something in combining the two. What do you think?
So the idea of a Socrates actually making money, the philosophy student, and I actually have a career because to think is actually going to be something that is going to be valued. My goodness. You know, it's really interesting to me because last time you and I spoke, I think it was just as 3.5, ChatGPT 3.5, it was opening up to 4.0, and 4.0 is much more advanced. I'm finishing a book. It's a business book. And like most authors, I'm 98% there for the last 6 months. It's one of the toughest things to complete because there's always new things that I want to add to it or change it or go back to. And I actually thought, you know, let's try and see what ChatGPT says. Can it write me a chapter? Can it write me a paragraph? And I typed I put in the prompts of the discussion that I'm looking at, and it actually scared me how good it was. But was it good enough?
Oh, really?
Was it good enough? And I read it, and you say things like, provide me step-by-step outline of creating a business plan for a small startup engineering firm that wants to do AI. Okay, I'm just giving an example. Talk to me in a way, write as an author, and these are the prompts that we do, you need to do. Talk to me in a style of Mark Twain. Right? And so you give the prompts that way, and it gave me five paragraphs, and I'm reading it, and I'm like, it did exactly what I asked it to do. But maybe it was just because I knew it was AI. Rick, there was something missing from it. A lack of humanity. It felt like it was, well, a computer writing something for me to read. And
yeah,
we're not there yet, are we?
Right. No. Idiomatic expressions, things that you read in my writing, because I did the same thing and go, okay, can you do it better? But there's no character, there's no personality. It's just business. It's all business. And so here it is. Now, even if when you say, okay, write it like Shakespeare or something, it still seems to be, like you said, missing a little something. And I pointed that out to a number of people, and they said, look, just wait. This is early days here. And so as this thing becomes more powerful and learns from this prompting and so on, then it's going to get better and better. And even if you spent, they say, more time doing what you're doing already with the same book information over and over and over again, it's supposed to produce something that's got more character to it. But right now, it seems like the limitation is in how we are asking it to produce the answers more than it's designed to give us what we want naturally in the flow of language. And so I enjoy writing, and I write, try to develop a personality to it, and I'm not sure how ChatGPT would help me do that, and I'm just curious if it can ever help me do that. But it's certainly out there and available to do. See, I had a question overall, though, really. It's like, as a parent, you're a parent, what should you be telling your kids about this when it comes to educating both the parents and the kids? So your listeners are out there saying, all right, I'm a parent. What should I care about this? And I wanted to hear if you had already thought of that, because you've got a kid who's ready to launch out into the world, and they're facing these headwinds of this, but wondering whether school did or did not prepare them. I just talked to two Stanford people today, and they say, well, Stanford is preparing courses and their faculty integrate AI, but it's slow. And so it's going to take some time before an educated college grad is going to be able to say, yeah, I have a job that allows me to use AI as my personal assistant to be either a doctor, a better doctor, a better lawyer, or a pharmacist, or whatever it might be. And that's how the college designed my courses going forward. I just don't see any of that right now. So I'm really afraid that baby boomers, sure, the older people are totally gone out of this if they can't spell coding. But even the younger kids just coming up now, I fear, some of the millennials and so on, who are already behind in terms of earnings and homes and all the rest of it and the economy, now they're faced with this monster. So tell me what you say to your kids.
I mean, that's the question for the ages right now, because when does it go from being a supplement and an assistant to actually reproducing and actually filling in for that doctor? We got Rick Andrade, who is, you can find him at Rick Andrade, ANDRADE.com. Fantastic thinker about all of these things. Rick, you're going to come back through the break. I want to talk to you about what's going on in the economy. And we've got a lot more coming up here at Real Side Radio. Don't go away, folks.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare, and the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
And welcome back. Real Side Radio. Whiskey Dave here in the chair. And wanted to discuss the economy with Rick as well here, because there seems to be a lot of noise happening right now. We've got the debt level arguing. It's theatrics in my mind. Everybody knows it's going to be done. It has to be done. But how is that impacting what we're seeing right now with the banks? There's a banking crisis. Credit has been restricted for many borrowers. Rick, what are you hearing right now from clients and folks that are business owners in pertaining to their perspective on things?
Yeah, thanks. That's a good and important and contemporary question. We're hearing that, we're seeing that business owners are kind of dragging their feet when it comes to bringing their businesses to market, and buyers are looking for better deals because the cost of capital, cost of interest rates are going up, so the cost of capital is going up, so the cost of buying the business is going up, and they want to somehow still give the seller what he wants, but still try to mitigate these costs, and they do that through different techniques called earnouts and other things like that. But from the business owners to their customers is the consumer, right? And so the consumer is facing a host of different things. A recent loan officer survey showed mortgage lending and real estate lending was down, along with commercial and industrial lending that's down. And that's part of the bank failures, regional banks that have had some trouble, and part of that interest rates are going so high right now. But our clients are also facing almost an unprecedented repricing of their debt. So a lot of them have large millions of dollars due in 2023 or 2024. And let's say that those interest rates are in the area of 3%. Well, now they're in the area of 8%. So suddenly, a year later, you roll over some amount of debt. You're paying two or three times in interest what you were paying before for just nothing. And that's just the consequence of what's happening and raising the rate. So that's going to slow things down. So that's repricing this debt, higher interest rates. Consumers are now paying 20 to 22% for credit cards. Mortgage rates are through the roof. So you add this pressure on top of each other from businesses to consumers. And you tell me, I think you're headed for a slowdown. Although first quarter rate earnings on the S&P were pretty good, and forecasts don't look as dire. So I was calling for something in the June area, this summer area, for things to slow down. We'll have to see if that really is the case. We still haven't got the inflation problem that is still out there. We've got a war in Ukraine, and we have to see what second quarter earnings are look like. What do you think?
Yeah, I think you really nailed a lot there. The biggest concern that I see right now is, as you talked about, with the restriction from credit and people now realizing that they're going to have to suddenly pay much higher debt services on a monthly basis. Because I'll give you a quick example: commercial real estate. There is a huge percentage of commercial real estate properties throughout America that are going to be maturing between 2023 and 2025, which means that their loan amounts that that will exist will have to be either refinanced at a higher interest rate, and that will obviously increase the debt service. And while that is happening, many properties are half empty. And so a lot of people, especially if you're an investor in a strip mall or an office building or an office park, which is basically an office building tipped on its side, spread over acreage, if you need monthly revenue from lessees, tenants, if you will, and you're down from 97% and 94% is what you need to pay the monthly mortgage, and now you're down to 85% and it's going to go to 80% and eventually 70%, and in some cities, you know, they say a third of New York City is empty right now, Rick. We are now looking at the beginnings of a tidal wave of defaults, and defaults in commercial real estate will spill over into residential real estate in specific sectors of this country, and that is where I believe that we are going to have Armageddon. I don't know. Tell me I'm wrong.
Absolutely. You know, you've got San Francisco, you've got Kensington Avenue in Philadelphia, the famous zombie town, where essentially people who are strung out on fentanyl are occupying the very area buildings and so on that you're talking about being vacant. So we're going from essentially a city that was perfectly functional to something that is now going to be the zombie apocalypse. I don't know. Maybe that's too crazy to go that far. But when you start marketing these loans, like you said, then there's going to be huge write-downs, and the banks are just going to unload them. So maybe the opportunity for resetting everything is when someone comes in and says, yeah, okay, I have a really new use for these buildings. They're going to be part residential, part something else. And maybe we can reconstitute some of these cities in a new way. But that's going to take a political lift that I don't know we have the guts for, because right now people are in fighting mood, and there's an election season coming up, and there's a whole host of issues that are out there that people go, I got enough of my own problems. I don't have to worry about the inner cities of America.
Which are emptying out, by the way. It is just, I was down in Los Angeles today, this afternoon. I was in Hollywood, and I parked on a residential street right behind Sunset. And I don't go to Hollywood often if I don't have to. And I walked to the building on Sunset where I had a meeting, and I walked by some very nice brand new apartment buildings mixed in with older apartment buildings. And the number of tents, the number of people living outside what I assume are million-dollar apartments,
$2 million condos or whatever they are, and you've got literally Skid Row, this is Sunset and Cahuenga is a decent part of Hollywood. You know, crossroads of the world. It isn't what you'd expect. And this is on residential streets, Rick. I was stunned by it. I took the phone out of my back pocket. I didn't want to be jumped. And the thing is, I'm looking at this, and why would I want to invest on that street? If I wanted to buy a property or invest in building a property, why would I do that? I wouldn't. And I know a lot of people wouldn't, and they don't want to live there. And so they're going to be moving out to the suburbs and leaving. And you're seeing it in New York City. You're seeing it in St. Louis. You're seeing it in Atlanta. You're seeing it in Chicago. You're seeing it in Portland. I mean, you've seen, I'm sure, Rick, the number of stores that are leaving San Francisco. Major marquee names are all picking up and leaving the inner city. How does that leave our cities when they are emptied out? What does that do to the economy?
Well, it's terrible because ultimately those businesses that supported the people that were in those tall buildings go out of business, and they have gone out of business. And those people that were in the businesses that supported those buildings also lose their jobs. And so the whole trickle-down effect or wave effect is going to, I think, is yet to be felt everywhere. I'm trying to think about what is the other way around. How do you turn it around? You know, I criticized Elon Musk recently for spending all this money on trying to get to Mars. And I called it the Fix Earth First Foundation. Just, look, maybe we should figure out how to fix the homeless problem here on planet Earth before we create a homeless problem on planet Mars. Maybe that's crazy thinking, but we've got these smart people, these really rich, smart people, and they're focused on things that I think might be taking or should take a back seat to our inner city problems right now. And I just don't think it's all something that is the individual who's on fentanyl or lost their job or is just homeless and deranged. There's got to be a greater focus for all of us to try to figure out that problem, to revive the cities. Because listen, if we don't revive the cities, what's to become of them, as you're suggesting? Hollowed out shells. A lot of these buildings were thought to become converted, but it turns out that you can't convert these buildings the way they're designed to residential. So it's not going to be a residential mixed-use business thing. It's just you got to tear the building down or figure out another way. And like you said, with all these loans coming due, there's almost no way to try to figure out that problem. So you walk away from it. On the other hand, maybe some smart people can figure out how to help these people. And then, of course, if like Elon Musk suggests, it's immoral not to be going back to the office, because people that have to work on the line don't have that opportunity to go back to the office. And not going back to the office contributes to the entire downward spiral, because right, if you don't go back to the office, then there's nobody there.
Yeah, I think you're right on point. And when you see Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos and Richard Branson, and they're all building rocket ships to try to get to outer space, it makes you wonder, what do they know that we don't? Why are they so eager to leave Earth?
Have you ever seen the movie Elysium?
Yes, Matt Damon.
Yeah, Matt Damon in orbit are the rich people. In
yes, classism in space. Classism in space. Rick, tell everybody where they can find you, please. Rick, tell everybody where they can find you.
You can do it at rickandrotti.com, or you can do it at Janus Associates, or JanusCorp.com, or just Google me, and my stuff is all over the place, and love to hear your feedback. Also, love to hear any questions that your fans have after talking to us here, certainly about cities and homeless and AI and all the rest. You got a lot of juicy material there.
Yeah, there really is. You're a fantastic writer, Rick, and as I always say to you, we'll have you back on again down the road, because you're a fountain of knowledge, and I greatly appreciate your perspective. We'll be talking again real soon. Thank you so much, Rick. Folks, we'll be back for the third and final hour here at Realside Radio. Don't go away. We've got a lot more coming up. Whiskey Dave here in the chair for Joe. Don't go away, folks.